Life, Sports, and Stuff, episode 59.
Get ready for this one.
Oh my God, we've already started.
Go ahead.
I got nothing. I got nothing for 59.
You said get ready for this one. We're waiting for you to get ready. What are we getting ready for?
Where the pre-show started, it's going to carry on.
Do you have a 59 since we're going to ignore him now?
No.
You don't.
That was 59.
A linebacker, offensive lineman, somebody?
No.
I have nobody either. 59. There you go. Big 59, folks. Welcome back. Hope you had a great week. I'm Mickey.
I'm Stem.
I'm Lurch.
We are in rare form tonight. We've already had three arguments.
Two, before
Lurch hit the button.
Jackass over here decides to take a phone call as we're supposed to record and spends 20 minutes on the phone.
I spent 14. I timed it. It wasn't 20.
It was not 14.
It wasn't 20 because I haven't.
I got here at 8:20. You walked in at 8:45.
You didn't get here at 8:20. I was in the driveway at 8:27.
Okay, I got here at 8:27. You 27:37.
I thought about
8:47.
I thought about 8:25 because we're in the living room for about 10 minutes talking. Around.
Exactly. So
and you were playing with the
why
dog.
Are we taking his time? Why are we taking his word for
whatever.
It?
All right. Anyway, yes, I was talking to a rabbi. I was talking to a man.
Doesn't matter. You had obligations here
of the religious faith.
You had obligations here.
All right, I had to talk to the man.
And now you've delayed us, and you've delayed the people 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, so there you go. That's why we were delayed. Real quick, before we move any further, if you were a professional wrestling fan growing up, which we all were, maybe not now, but you all were back in the 80s, early 90s.
Some of us grew out of it.
That's your fault. Wrestling, professional wrestling today doesn't happen without WrestleMania number one. Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. We lost Hot Rod Rowdy Piper about 5-6 years ago, and unfortunately yesterday.
Longer than that.
2014, so 7 years ago. Yesterday, we lost Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, 71 years young. He has been very ill the last several years, heart issues, dementia, and he finally lost the battle yesterday. Lots of things to catch. What?
Newsflash. This just in.
Okay.
I know our listeners are going to realize this because they're smart. Mm-hmm. I know Lurch is going to realize this because he's smart. Okay. Most years, Colorado's 28 ski and snowboard resorts open earlier and stay open later than anyone else. Roughly early October to late April.
All right, there you go. All right, anyway, we're moving on.
Oh, you're just going to blow by that.
We're going to completely blow by that, because if I sat here and picked up everything you said that was asinine, we would need episode 60, 61, 62, and
Mickey
probably
was,
most of
okay,
the 70s.
Okay, just to clarify what happened pre-show.
We don't need
to
clarify.
We do.
We were totally arguing about what was going to happen with the Stanley Cup.
No,
and
we were
yes, we were. That's what brought it up. See, you don't even listen to the conversations. Tell me I'm not. Stem and I were arguing that I said they need to stop doing these special stupid things with the cup, because last year, Super Bowl, Tom Brady was wasted and almost dropped the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi trophy, in the thing.
In the river.
And yesterday, the Tampa Bay Lightning
destroyed the
Stanley Cup.
And I said, if you want Florida teams to stop messing up trophies, stop letting them win.
And I said, well, is that stupid? Because if Colorado Avalanche win, are they going to ski down the slope?
And I said, there's no skiing in Colorado in July.
And I said they would still do it because they can ski all the time in Colorado.
And they cannot. And you were adamant about it.
Okay. And they would still find a way to screw it up. Just stop. Go back to the parades. Put the cars in order, put all the drunk athletes, because they've been partying since they won, in the cars in the back, put the coach and the owner in the front car with the trophy, stop letting them touch the trophy.
You know,
I got a question. The trophy that just happened, that got destroyed yesterday.
Yes.
Which, have you seen the pictures, everybody? The bowl on top, one side's caved in.
Yes. They
and the bottom flange is pushed under.
Right.
So that's the traveling trophy. Now, the two we already know there's only two trophies.
Well, not everyone knows that. There are two Stanley Cups. The one is the real one, and it's at the engravers right now, because on the Stanley Cup, all the names of the players get engraved on the Stanley Cup for the winning team. So that one's being taken care of right now. A traveling one is given to the team where all the players get it over the course of the next 60 days.
It's 1 year, I thought.
Well, it goes to the team, but they each get like a certain amount of time with it before the season starts, and then when the season starts,
it goes to the arena.
Right. And that one was on parade yesterday with the Lightning, and they were celebrating and partying, and I don't know the player who did it,
No one does. No one's talking about it. They want to, no names are being named.
They just picked it up and said, hey, look what happened. And no one knew. There's no picture of who had it prior.
Now, that one's made out of silver, too, just like the real one. The same materials.
I'm sure it's the same thing, but it's not the one that you see in the trophy cases when they go parading around with the white gloves and all that.
That's what I was just wondering. Is it the same material, the same value? Same?
I don't know the answer to that one. No, I don't. I know that it's expensive, and I know that all the players get it because there's a picture a couple of years ago of one of the players eating cereal out of it. Another one put his newborn baby in it. Him and his wife took pictures with it. So that cup gets passed around a lot, but it's not the one you see on the ice that the guys with the white gloves are carrying with, you know, cloth and all that. There are two different Stanley Cups. The traveling one that the players shared got destroyed yesterday, so now it's on, who knows how, it'll probably take a couple of weeks to fix.
They flew out today to Montreal with it.
Okay, so that was it. So that was the argument before. What was the other argument? Oh, that I was late because I was talking to the rabbi. Oh, well. Let's go over.
Oh, we've had to clarify the skiing joke.
We did. We already clarified. Do you listen to us at all?
But we never said why you got what you said.
Yes, he did. And he said you were adamant about it.
And he wanted to fight with me about it for an hour. Right. But then
he said they were skiing all year long.
Right. Hang on.
You never said that.
Him and I just said that on air.
No. I'm tired.
Seriously.
I'll go back to the tape when I get it and listen.
That's the third time we've said something and you're like, no. Anyway, in the world of sports, for those of you watching the NBA Finals, and there seems to be more of you than Stem and I originally thought, it is 2-1 Phoenix. Game 4 is Wednesday night. The games are not close. Whoever wins is winning by a lot. Lots of issues in the NBA with players still getting hurt.
All right. So apparently,
yes,
there are three Stanley Cups. One is the original Dominion Cup. The second one is, hang on, I got it here. God, I feel like Lurch now because I don't have a big computer. Pause.
Well, you could have waited and got all the information.
Hold on. I had it. I can't find it now. Okay, so there's actually three Stanley Cups. There is the Dominion Challenge Cup, which is the original bowl donated by Lord Stanley and retired in 1960.
That, I think, is in the Hall of Fame.
There is the Presentation Cup, which is the one the players skate around with, and the Hockey Hall of Fame Cup. So there's one in the Hall of Fame, there's the original bowl, and then there's a third. So that third is the one that they get.
So the one they skate around with?
That's the one.
Because on social media today,
that's the one the guy flies with and white gloves and except for the players, you can't touch it except with the white gloves.
Because on social media today, they were saying that that's the what Lurch said, the travel one.
No, they're wrong. There's no travel one.
Okay. So then.
That's the story I saw in the news when they talked
about. Right. That's the one I saw too.
It's added the two cups. Of course, the third cup is not really a cup. It's a bowl.
It's the original one from
the original.
And then one's in the Hall of Fame, and then there's this one.
And there's the one. That's why it's the same materials, because the one they showed that they had the white gloves and it goes in the Hall of Fame and stuff and sits there, or wherever it is. And then the one that teams get every year, and it gets passed from one team to the next team to the next team.
That's what I was on the assumption, but apparently there's the one in the Hall of Fame is the one that gets engraved and then left alone. No one touches it.
So the same one you saw being paraded around on the ice is the one that got dented.
So now no one has it for a couple of weeks.
It'll be back by this weekend.
Back to best. You think it'll be there quick?
That's what they said.
Okay.
I could care less. Congratulations. Doesn't matter to me.
You don't care. I'd be impressed. That thing was.
You don't care about anything.
Not my problem.
Back to basketball, real quick. 2-1, Phoenix over Milwaukee. Players are still getting injured. Olympic basketball, the great Team USA, which isn't that great because the first, I think they said, 9 guys they asked said no. So only 3 guys on the team were on the original list. Everyone else was a fill-in. They've lost the first 2 practice games.
Did you see the coach interview?
He's not happy.
He told an interview, a reporter, are you going to let me talk? You're going to shut up?
Yeah, well, he does that to everyone. He makes Bill Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs.
Is the Bill Belichick of the NBA.
He actually makes Bill Belichick look nice. Because Bill won't curse. Bill won't say nothing. He'll just sit there. Popovich will curse at a reporter and put him down and make fun of him. Belichick just sits there and ignores. All right, next.
He's like, I'm not happy. Do I look happy?
He got ripped in social media and in the news and on ESPN today, too, because he is known in the NBA world as one of the top 5 coaches of all time because he won, I think, 4 NBA championships. Except that happened, it's been about 10 or 12 years since he won, and he's only made the playoffs two or three times since then. So it goes back to the question we've asked, and you can go back into the Life Sports and Stuff library, who's more important, the coaches or the players? Because he ain't won since he ain't had the players.
And we all have college kids playing right now, right?
No, that stopped in 1992.
But I thought all the big name players said no.
They did. So we went to the second tier big name players. It's all NBA players playing. It's not the first choice players. It's
the Magic players.
Well, don't get carried away with yourself there. But they lost to Nigeria and Australia, two basketball powerhouses.
Well, Nigeria's got NBA players on the team.
Both countries so have NBA players so on their team.
It's not a big deal.
But when they announced who the NBA players were on both those teams, only one is an actual starter in the NBA. The others are all bench players. There's no reason why the USA team should be losing the way they are. They should be winning and winning by double digits.
Why should they?
Because these are supposed to be the best of the best.
But the best of the best are on other teams too.
But I was doing a radio show today when I went to the bank. This guy was talking about the same thing. He used to be playing the NBA and stuff. He said U.S. is expected to have the best of the best. They don't lose to countries like Nigeria.
Right.
And if they lose, it's a problem.
The guy, our second and third best in USA should be better than the number one best of some of these countries. And right now, they're not. You know, and that goes back to my argument about how the NBA is letting players in who aren't ready, but that we'll save that for another argument. Hockey's over. Tampa Bay Lightning won. We were talking about that. This week, while we are taping, actually, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is going on.
And nobody's missing it.
And
although I did want to see Ohtani.
I wanted
to see him starting pitch and lead off.
Well, we'll talk about the players in a second. What I did notice before I came to our studios and was interrupted by the rabbi, they did a beautiful dedication and ceremony to Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron, for those of you who know, one of the greatest ball players of all time, home run champion, home run king forever, passed away last year. And it was set up for this to happen when the game was originally in Atlanta. We talked about this on one of the previous episodes in the library. The game was moved from Atlanta to Colorado. And the Colorado crowd, they finished strong, but they started off dead when this thing was going on. So a lot of people not happy about the situation. Now, as far as the players go, I think it's Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Ohtani. I just don't know if I'm saying it right. Ohtani. I know he is. I don't know if I'm saying it right. He is the modern-day Babe Ruth. Hits, fields, pitches. The last player to do all three of those and do it at the high level he's doing at was Babe Ruth. They've talked about it. He was in the home run derby last night. He lost by, I think, one home run in the first. He lost in the first round of the round of eight. He lost by either one or two home runs. He hit 24, 25, something. He was in the 20s, and he did amazing. He is the starting pitcher for the American League tonight, and they have him batting for himself. There's no DH. He is hitting, or he's the DH, or he's hitting as the pitcher. It doesn't matter. He's leading off the game. So if you're watching the game, the first half hour is the Ohtani show, as it should be. He gets lost out there in California, or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever stupid name they have this week. So that's what's going on. Baseball, football, we are 3 weeks, I believe, away from training camp. We are 68 or 69 days away from opening week. So football's right around the corner. The two big stories in the NFL right now, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God, stop.
No.
Stop.
Something big happened the other day.
Stop.
He played golf with.
No, his deadline passed. So he either has to report to Green Bay for training camp when it opens up, or he forfeits his entire contract for the 2021 year.
He'll forfeit it.
No, he will not.
He will show up.
He'll forfeit it.
He will not.
He'll show up. Oh, for a second, stop. But now you have an opinion.
Well, I'm going to give you an opinion, but it's still stupid. Nobody cares.
No, you said, okay, so every topic we've talked about, your answer is nobody cares. So tell us what people care about. Okay, good. Let us know when you think of something. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, the deadline was last week. He has to report or loses his entire contract and has a year added to the back end that he owes Green Bay. So he's not
going to. He owes him a year.
Well, I think, doesn't he loses the year, the money, but the contract is still, I think he has to like fulfill the contract. He's screwed. I said to y'all,
he's not screwed. He's not going to make a lot of money.
They're not going to trade him. You think he's showing up?
Yes.
You think?
I think he's going to be traded.
He's not going to be traded. No way. They're not even fielding offers for him. Denver Broncos were quoting that they're in negotiations, and the Packers are like, "We've talked to nobody. Denver's have not talked to us." The other big news as we get close to playing time is a lot. I think. Well, as of last week, it was more than half of the first-round picks haven't signed yet.
Not a big deal.
So we're 3 weeks away from training camp, and the number was either 18 or 19 out of 32 first-round picks were not under contract in the NFL.
It's irrelevant.
So
doesn't matter.
They can't go to training camp without – are you going to say that for every topic we talk about?
I'm telling you it's not a big deal.
That they haven't signed three
Correct.
Weeks before?
Yes. Because once they start signing, they all sign, and everybody will be in camp. They're not holding out.
They're waiting for the first person to sign to see how much money he gets.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Because it's
a slotted system.
Yeah, but if your number is 16, you already know how much money's there.
It's not like the old days where you wait for the guy before you to sign or the guy after you to sign.
There's a range you're going to get. It's just a matter of whether you get what part of the range. That you have no choice.
That's why it's not a big deal. They'll all be signed. They'll all be in camp, guaranteed.
Wimbledon just finished last week, and in the men's side, it was pretty obvious that they won. The women had a lot of all the favorites, the fan faves, the new women tennis players all lost, didn't make it to the finals. So, again, tennis in America is struggling. They need someone besides Serena in America to start winning, or tennis will never come back.
Tennis is terrible now. It's terrible. It's all baseline.
You watch. They don't play. It's all baseline. They just sit there and volley. It's like watching ping pong on a really big.
They stay back at the baseline and they hit the ball back and forth, and most of the time they win the service point.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
It's a really huge ping pong table, and they just.
They need to go back to wooden rackets where they can't hit 130 mile an hour serves. Make them loosen up their strings.
If you don't put the first serve in, all you do is stand there and hit back and forth to the first guy. It's mostly errors. Nobody gets winning points. It's mostly errors.
It's not the golden age of tennis anymore.
So that is your sports update.
What about Atlanta?
What about Atlanta?
Had a great freaking race this weekend.
Oh, shut up. Nobody cares.
I do. It's a great finish.
Nobody cares.
Kurt Busch beat his brother. Took him down.
All they do is make left turns. Who cares?
It was a great finish. One of the best races of the season, I thought.
Let's just pick topics all night we know he doesn't like. So that's all he says all night is, who cares? Who cares?
I mean,
you are a great conversationalist.
I know, I am. I'm really involved.
But those who like NASCAR, it was a great finish. I hope you caught the race.
Both of you.
Well, and Ross Chastain, did good.
There was 100,000 people there. It's Atlanta, right?
But he was talking to our listeners, so I said both of them. No. Maybe there's two.
Well, I'm going to ask this question now, and we'll see if they even have two.
I know of four.
How many emails did we get? Still just the one from Poker Matt last week? You didn't check.
Honestly,
you yelled at me for being outside while the two of you played with the dog and nobody could check
the
email.
I get alerts if we get an Ask Scorch 99 email.
I just said, how many did we get?
I said none.
He said, let me check. I didn't check yet.
I don't know why he's checking.
So it's just the
I get alerts. Whatever is mailed.
We got the statement for the account.
So it's just the Poker Matt.
And I'm going to change the Twitter to Ask Scorch 99 also. Maybe people just can't figure out the LSAS podcast part, so we'll just go Ask Lorch 99 on Twitter too.
All right, that's fine. We'll do that.
Lorch will be our mascot.
Well, then let's go to Poker Matt's question. We said we were going to wait a week.
No, because we got to think about it.
Well, I don't know what it is to think about.
Well, I'll give it to you, and we have to think about it.
It's a discussion question. Give it to me now, I'll think about it.
All right, here's the question. So this covers the sports and life retirement. I know none of you are huge basketball fans, but Marv Albert just commentated his last game as the Hawks.
Commentated.
I said.
No, you did not.
Yeah, if you were in Brooklyn at 4 in the morning drunk, that's what you said. Go ahead.
Game as the Hawks lost to the Bucks. What are some of your favorite announcers in each sport? Madden, Al Michaels, Dennis Miller.
And it should be who?
Maybe you're an English teacher now. Go ahead.
Maybe a new poll, your pal with a newly opened position to fill for the role of Poker Matt.
All right. So, yeah, we do kind of have to think. I could think of the popular ones, but, like, digging down deep, I know one I dislike immensely.
Just a personal grudge you have.
What, Mandich?
No. Mandich. One of the best pitchers of the Mets in the history of the Mets, Ron Darling. Hates him like poison. For no reason.
He's still doing games. It's so
he
annoying.
Should be. He's good.
It's so good. Annoying. I hate him.
That's what I'm saying. It's a question we need to think about.
It is. But I didn't. You like think about it. What am I thinking about?
You well, I don't know. You could have asked me what to think about. That's why I said we could have thrown it out.
Like, that's why I said, what's the question? That was my implied.
Okay, well, now you have the question.
Okay, so then
all right.
On next week on the 60, Poker Matt, you will get your answer. Now, you all can partake just like Poker Matt did, because that's actually a great question.
That was a really good question.
That was an awesome question.
And he tried to take a shot at me.
He didn't try to take a shot at you.
To Dennis Miller.
I know mine.
Dennis Miller sucked.
That's why he was on the way. For a year.
I didn't know he was a commentator.
They did it to boost ratings, figuring he'll be funny and do all that. And he tried to be too serious.
He lasted a little bit longer than Rush Limbaugh, I think, though.
Yeah, it was horrible. Real horrible. All right, so next week on episode 60, you will hear our favorite sports commentators. I think that's a great question. Thank you, Poker Matt.
My bet's on Andres Cantor for Mickey.
Is that what you think? Really?
Yeah, as much soccer as you love, I bet you it's Andres Cantor.
Okay. Well,
I have no idea who that is.
Don't bet your house, people. Do not bet your house. So we got a lot of stories, a lot of things going on in the world today. This world is upside down, backwards, confusing. We're going to hit some high notes. There is something that happened.
Didn't you say turn your phone off? Idiot.
There is nothing I've done tonight that matches the way you've been so far. Nothing. I could throw water on both of you and still not reach the level of incompetence right now.
Call you back.
What?
Now tell them who called. Just don't delete it. Just fuck it. Go ahead. Who called?
Junior.
Episode 59 on a Tuesday.
We've been doing this 59 weeks. Some of us.
Really? All right. The first story we're going to hit on, and Lurch shared this with us, and Stem saw it, and I was filled in on it, and it's laughable, it's comical in a bad way, and it's just downright ignorant.
Yes, but I just never knew that six-year-olds had state championships.
Oh, okay. First of all, youth sports is a moneymaker. It starts, I think, and for some sports at age five. Five slash six.
These little girls were adorable, but I didn't know they went to national championships.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts early now. Your niece does cheer and has been cheering since five and going to competitions, winning trophies and stuff. There's a story here in Oviedo.
Where we all record the show.
Where we record here at our palatial studios and where we all call home.
It's very hot in this palatial studio, I'll tell you that.
Yes. And in the last couple of weeks, the Youth Softball and Baseball League National Championships were decided. And coincidentally, the Oviedo youth softball girls, U6, 5 and 6 year olds, won the national championship.
State championship.
State championship. What's state?
State.
State championship. And when they all went for the awards ceremony, the awards were what, Lurch?
A bag with a keychain and a softball that said state champions on it.
So they got a bag?
A yellow softball.
A yellow softball and a keychain. And the boys who won the state championship received a what, Lurch?
36-inch trophies.
36-inch trophies.
The girls were a little upset.
I'm waiting for someone to explain that to me. I think we've all been very clear. We're not for giving trophies out for no reason.
Hold on. Here it is. So the team went undefeated all season and won the state championships, both the girls and the boys. But unlike the boys' division champions, unlike the boys' division champions, the girls did not take home personalized trophies. Instead, they were each presented with a black drawstring goodie bag, which contained a commemorative softball, a plastic luggage tag, and adult-sized batting gloves.
So adult-sized batting gloves, which they got as a group rate, because they probably bought a case of them. Softballs, which...
For six-year-old little girls.
Softballs, which you can also buy a case in bulk.
But they were printed on it. It says state champion.
Okay. Which means anybody with a one of those machines could do that.
A stamp.
Oh, and I guess they don't get. I guess they don't put the little baseball player on anymore because everybody knew the baseball bat broke. So now it's a star with a baseball in it.
Oh.
So that's the boys' trophy. And that's what the girls got.
We will share with you on social media the awards given to these two teams.
And by the way, this story is on the Today Show. So it's on www.today.com.
And which youth organization was this, does it say?
Babe Ruth.
The Babe Ruth League, which has been around going on close to, I'm just guessing, 80 or 90 years since Babe Ruth played. They started naming all the youth leagues after him. So that league's been around a long time. And this is what they think is, especially today. If they would have did this 20 years ago, we would have laughed it off. No big deal. Move on. Blah, blah, blah. Everything that's happened in this world in the last 2 to 2.5 years.
I don't know why adults try to get involved in stuff like this. I mean, who decided that?
So
who made that decision? All right, let's give the boys a trophy. Let's give the girls a gift bag.
Who? Yeah.
But what does a six-year-old need a luggage check for?
For their bat bag.
Oh, yeah, they put their names
on
it.
But I think the boys actually got bet bags also. So they actually got a gift bag also.
We're not for giving trophies out for showing up. But undefeated the whole regular season and won the entire tournament.
State champs.
And they got a gift bag that you get going to a Chuck E. Cheese party.
Here's a statement. You got to hear this one. The local, I'm not going to give the guy's name.
Well, he's local. He's for it. He's not the Babe Ruth guy.
Fuck him. Read his name.
No, he didn't say anything bad.
I know, but
he's from the Florida Babe Ruth.
Oh, so it's the Babe Ruth
Football Commissioner.
All right, go ahead.
Our intention was to provide the players with the recognition they deserve and a lasting keepsake of the tournament.
Adult-sized batting gloves.
A softball, which they have probably 100 of in their bags already. A keychain and a drawstring bag, which are $299, $399 with the writing on it.
Well, the good thing is the league is having a awards presentation for the girls' team on Friday, and they will be getting trophies.
The
girls don't know about it yet, but obviously the local had to buy them.
Yeah, the local guy from the Babe Ruth local, he went and arranged the trophies and everything. He got local sponsors to pay for the trophies and stuff.
I'm baffled.
I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my life.
On the professional level, I think everything should be done separately. But when it comes to youth sports, someone sat there, filled out a requisition for them.
I mean, do I take you to task here now for being stupid again?
No, I'm not.
What do you mean on the professional level? We just finished Wimbledon.
Yes.
Why would the women and the men not be able to be paid the same thing?
No, they should because...
Well, you just said it shouldn't be.
No, it's not exactly what I said. You're assuming what I said on a simple comment. I said on the professional level, each sport should be considered differently. The men and women's tennis are equal because they bring in the exact same amount of money. We had this argument a year ago when we were talking about women's soccer and men's soccer. Mm-hmm. Women can win all they want and they're playing to empty stadiums. The United States of America has a women's league and a men's league. The men's soccer league averages probably between 15 and 20,000. The women's soccer league averages about what's in this room right now with all of our interns.
Orlando? I thought they got a lot more than that.
They do. Now go watch the team. I think it's the Courage in North Carolina.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think I ever watched the game. I've saw the highlights and stuff.
By the way, that's another thing we've got to do.
What's that?
The three of us have to go to our Orlando City soccer game.
Probably
we have
not,
to go.
Probably not
we have to go.
Why?
We have to go.
Why would we go?
We have to get you to a game.
Then go to
I've
a
been
race.
To one.
Go to a NASCAR.
I've been to NASCAR.
I've been to soccer games before.
We have to go.
Why do I have to go now?
Because now it's different.
Why is it different?
When was the last time you went to a soccer game? When you were like 13?
The Pulse game.
The who?
The Pulse game when they did the tribute to all the police officers.
You were there?
The soccer game, yes.
Oh, that wasn't a real game. I mean a real game.
It was a real game.
With the singing and the chanting and all that
stuff.
They
were doing that with the stupid horns, blowing the stupid horns.
They're not stupid horns. They're vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas.
Not stupid.
The last soccer game I went to in person, collegiate, about 4 years ago, Florida State versus North Carolina State in Tallahassee with the wife. And the last professional one, Miami Fusion. That's 20 years ago. So, yeah.
It's time to go back.
Okay. You make the arrangements.
All right.
It'll never happen.
I'm sick that day.
Bullshit.
No, I think on a professional level, the Orlando Pride, the women's team, averages probably about 6,000 or 7,000 fans. There are other teams in that league that don't break the 2,000 fan mark. And the same city has a men's league who averages 17,000, 18,000.
And the Pride's a pretty good team, aren't they?
The Pride, I don't know if the Pride are a good team. I know that right now Orlando City, the men's team, because only because I hit the wrong button when I was looking at ESPN.com. Didn't they win a game last week or 2 weeks ago?
Who?
I have no idea.
They won a lot of games.
I'm just saying last week. I'm sorry.
They played a game. Maybe they won it.
I just saw they won. Well, they've never made the playoffs except for COVID last year, the COVID season. The COVID season, the shortened season was the first
time. Did they just get sold too?
I don't know.
After I heard the news, they sold them.
So anyway, youth sports, you can't complain about youth sports not doing the right thing when the people running the youth sports and the parents don't do the right thing. So, all right, I saw this today. I didn't read the whole article. I just thought the title was funny. I wonder if you guys know anything about it. Tokyo Olympics 2021 cancels free McDonald's tradition for athletes.
I saw that story.
U.S. swimmer Lily King voices displeasure. I'm not going to sit here and say that I am a nutritionist. I'm not going to sit here and say that I watch what I eat. Is McDonald's on the Olympic training menu? I don't know. So here's the story. I guess they gave free McDonald's. I'm definitely a little bit sad, King told reporters, but I think Simon and I were eating at McDonald's at least once a day in Rio. So I guess they used to give the Olympiads free McDonald's at the last Olympics in Rio, and they're not doing it this year. And she's very disappointed that her downtime is being dictated and that they lost something that was important to the team.
Can they buy it themselves?
I guess so, but then we're going back to, you know, I know that they don't travel a lot while their sport's being played. When their sport's over, they can do whatever they want. But, like, I remember reading somewhere, when they're actually competing for the 2 or 3 days that their actual event's competing, they're pretty much not allowed to leave the Olympic venue.
Right, but the McDonald's is there, so why can't they just pay for it?
I don't know.
I mean, there's nothing in the story that tells why they canceled it, the food. Because most people didn't even know it existed, this thing.
I didn't know anything about it until I saw it, and I thought it was a joke. I thought I was reading something funny, and it's real. She's really upset. In the Rio Olympics back in 2016, she would have cravings and all that, and during the downtime, they had free McDonald's, so she would go, and it is canceled this year. They are not given, they are not entitled to McDonald's that is inside the Olympic Village for athletes.
Huh, so sad.
Funny as hell. Just funny as all hell.
Now let's get to a real story.
Like what?
Stupid people that do stupid things over again. I mean, isn't it the definition of insanity?
Give us an example.
Way back in the day, Coke decided to change their formula.
1985, I believe it was.
Coke decided to make new Coke. And it sucked.
It tasted flat.
It tasted like Pepsi. Well, if I wanted Pepsi, I would have bought Pepsi, but I wanted Coke.
It was out for a very short time.
It was like 3 months or something, and then Coke, and then they didn't yank it off the shelves. They kept it out.
They kept it out, and they bought classic Coke.
They kept new Coke. And then they said, well, we're going to put classic Coke out, and that's our old formula. Now, a lot of people think it was to switch. They were switching over from sugar to high fructose corn syrup. And they thought it was a disguise, or to disguise it and get it off the market for a little while so people wouldn't notice the difference. And it tasted different when it came back, but it was still more like Coke class, or the old Coke, than new Coke.
So what are they doing now?
Now that they've got a niche, kind of a niche with Coke Zero, Coke Zero Sugar they call it now, they're pulling Coke Zero Sugar off the market and they're going to make new Coke Zero. This
Little
stupidity.
Lurch is going to be pissed.
The stupidity. So is Mrs. Mickey. And people have already tasted it and said it doesn't taste the same. They said they were trying to figgle with it to make it taste more like, and I thought Coke Zero tasted more like Coke than Diet Coke did.
Diet Coke tastes totally different.
Correct. But Coke Zero tasted like Coke for the most part.
Don't get me wrong. I haven't had a Coke in 10 years.
And I don't know how you would make it taste more like real Coke or real Coke Classic, but yeah, they changed the can. They're changing the flavor, and people are going to be pissed. So I guess in about 3 months, we'll have Coke Zero's Sugar Classic.
So they run out and stop making it
again. I don't understand. You did it once and it failed. Why would you even attempt to do it again?
Because somebody big sat in a boardroom board and they said, look, we need something. And that's what he came up with, and they ran with it. And they spent a lot of money.
The new can's harder to read than the old can. It's going to be a solid color with solid red color with black writing, I think it was, versus the red and black can they have now, which is easier to read. I just don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, things the black with the red label.
Well, now it's going to be all red with black writing, and it's not good for the eyes. Colors.
All right. Well, do you like living in Central Florida, Lurch?
It's a yes or no question.
For now.
Okay. Stem, you move back. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yep. An article out today being reported by Florida Realtors Association.
By the way, I don't know what year today is, but I get these things like a day or two ahead of you guys. I don't know why that is.
I don't know.
Hours?
I probably didn't know.
Hours that. Before, well, days before?
You sit and stare at a computer all day long.
You play on Twitter all day long.
I'm driving and working.
You're driving. You drive once a week, twice a week.
I drive every day of the week.
A list of the top 50 metro places to live. Where in the last, where did they go back? So since 2017, we're going to go back 4 years exactly. And the American cities that have had the biggest increase in people moving there and buying Oviedo? Homes. No, not Oviedo. Not specifically.
Seems like it.
Can you, I'll give you the top five. Ready? Here we go. At number five, here in the state of Florida, Tampa.
Tampa, why would you want to go there?
Tampa sucks.
Tampa Bay has increased 20.8% since 2017. Coming in at number four, they skipped four. They went 1, 2, 3, 5. Well, I'll find four for you guys. I'm going to go back real quick. Number six, our home area, Orlando, Florida, went up 13.99% since 2017. At number three, Jacksonville, Florida. This surprised me that Jacksonville was that high up. 21.99%. So in the top six, three of them are here in the state of Florida. Number two, Phoenix, Arizona. And the number one place that had the biggest increase of people moving into since 2017, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And you know how cheap it is to live out there?
Is it really?
We actually had a customer in the shop today. We actually literally just talked about that today. How cheap it is to buy your houses out there right now. You can get houses cheap out there.
So as long as you stay off the strip, it's cheap.
Yeah, in the suburbs. You stay in the suburbs.
All right, so Las Vegas is leading.
But here's my question.
Yes.
It's 115 fucking degrees there right now.
But there's no humidity.
I don't give a shit. It's fucking hot.
There's no humidity in my oven, but I'm not going to fucking hang out in there.
That's what people say whenever they go, oh, Arizona, it's a dry heat. What the hell does that mean?
You still walk out in the sun, you're going to get fucking burnt.
Now, the same list, the lowest, the places that have lost the most, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania has lost the third most. San Jose, California, north of San Francisco, has lost the next most. And the number one major metro area that has lost the most people, Los Angeles, California.
We can afford to live there.
State of California is kicking ass, people. I don't know why. Pittsburgh. What's going on in Pittsburgh? People don't want to live in Pittsburgh. I like our area. And I was surprised that there were three. Coming in at number 30.
Yeah, but you have to figure it's based on the population that's already here. The population increase.
It's due so
obviously there's less people in Las Vegas, so it takes less people to move there to drive their number higher. There's already more people here.
But could you live there in that heat all day long?
Fuck no.
I've been out there twice now. And 20 times I've been there. During the day, it's balls-ass hot.
Balls-ass hot.
You literally, if you walk out a casino door, If you walk out of casino, it's literally like holding a hairdryer to your face because it's breezy, windy, and hot. Fuck.
But at night, it gets cold.
And you get static electricity everywhere. Everything you touch. Hate that shit.
Miami, Florida came in at number 30. I'm shocked they're even on the list. Who's moving to Miami, Florida? So there you go. Tell us Life Sports and Stuff family, Life Sports Stuff Universe. You tell us where you live, and is your community growing, shrinking, staying the same? All right, you got one for me? Tell me what you got for me.
Virgin Atlantic's going to launch that space plane this week.
They already did. You missed it. Look at his face.
No, the test flight was this week. They haven't gone to space yet. That was just the test flight.
Look at his face. You missed it. It was 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Branson went into space.
Did it go out?
You missed it.
I thought it was just a regular test flight.
No, yeah, you missed it.
But here's my question to
you. Yell
at
me.
Would you pay $250,000 for 4 minutes in space?
How much money do I have in the bank?
Yeah, what's in my bank account?
I don't care what's in my bank account.
No, bullshit.
Bullshit. There's a comedian.
If I was sitting on a million. If I was sitting on $500 million, fuck yeah.
Okay, there's a comedian who tells a joke. You're going through a divorce. You got $250 million in the bank, and you got to give your wife half, $125 million. You'll be pissed, but you still be okay. You make $50,000 a year, and you got to give your wife $25,000 a year. Somebody might have to get hit. Okay, so yeah, there's a huge difference. I mean, $250,000. If I've only got $500,000, I'm giving half for a 4 minute flight. No, but if I own a continent, I think I'll be okay.
I saw the price tag, and there's I think it's 600 people, something like that, on a waiting list right now.
I don't know.
Did already put deposits down?
If you have that kind of money, I mean, why wouldn't you?
It's 4 fucking minutes.
Do you know how many people are upset about that, making comments, all that money being wasted? They could help save everybody. Again, why tell them people what they can do with their money? I personally think it's silly. Because chances are, if you made $10 million, you're going to make the $250 back for the next 6 months.
You ever do the NASCAR driving thing?
No.
How much was that when they had it out at Disney?
They still do it. Oh, it's at Daytona.
Yeah.
It's like
I know, but the old Richard Petty one at how much?
$250, $300.
Now,
for how long? So, 20 minutes? 30 minutes?
I don't know how long it was on.
It's a couple laps on the track.
Junior did it.
Did she really?
In North Carolina.
And so, okay, so if somebody makes $50,000 a year and they're paying $250,000 for that, what's that percent versus having $50 million and spending $250,000?
I wouldn't pay for it.
Think about it.
You would if you had the money in the bank.
That's a big chunk of their paycheck.
If you're not afraid to do it, that's a different story.
That's a big chunk of their paycheck on a.
Would have done with cars. You think I'm afraid to get in a NASCAR?
No, I'm not talking about the NASCAR. I'm talking about the rocket ship.
The rocket ship.
Because I'd be fucking scared as shit. It was going to blow up, or I wasn't coming back.
But how long is the rocket ship thing? What'd you say? 6 minutes? 4 minutes?
It was 4 minutes in space. No, yeah, it was 4 minutes in space. It was 45 minutes to launch it. Then once they got up, and I don't know why they had to do it, but they got up to like 46,000 feet. Then they launched the rocket, and they were going like 350, 400 miles an hour. Then the rocket, then all of a sudden it was fucking Mach 4. It was like, boom. But they didn't have the camera inside of it because I want to see their faces peeled back and shit. But they didn't show that. They tried to broadcast live when he was in space, but they couldn't do it. But they played it afterwards.
All right. We're going to hit on a couple more small little stories here because that's just ridiculous.
Lurch can't wait to watch it this weekend.
I know. We're going to hit on a couple.
I thought it was this weekend, their second trip.
Small little stories here, just a couple more to laugh at and have fun with before we check on out of here. Lurch sent this to us, not a big one, but Netflix lovers. How many Netflix lovers have we got here on the Life Sports and Stuff universe? I guarantee it's a lot because we did a show about streaming shows and you guys were all over the poll for that.
I think everybody has Netflix now.
Did I read it right? They're thinking of adding commercials?
He says no right now. But their subscribers have gone down because of all the other streaming services.
Well, yeah, because a lot of them are cheaper and free.
Yeah, but you're going to where the programming is. And they, you know, when they had the best program, but now there's good programming everywhere.
I watch Netflix mostly. That's my first one I go to, usually.
That's our number one, but not our only, yes.
No, I have like six of them I watch. But would you pay for it if they had put commercials in? I think the price should go down if they do commercials.
Well, sure it should.
What is the monthly rate right now? I tell you only because I don't pay for ours.
I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, you don't pay for it. We share the same one. Okay, Sister Shelley, can you do us a favor since you get the bill and tell us how much the family owes you a month for Netflix?
I think it's like $12 or $16.
How much is Netflix subscription? Netflix currently costs anywhere between $7.99 and $13.99 a month to stream an array of studio content, including the service's original series and films.
So we owe Shelly about $200-$300.
I paid for it for the longest time, and I finally said, I'm cutting it out. And for some reason, my millennial son-in-law and daughter begged me not to because I said, but you've got a Fire Stick. You can watch anything. Yeah, but it'll mess up our likes or our algorithms or whatever.
And have to restart, yeah.
I said, I don't care about that. I'm done paying this month. Here's the login. Here's the password. Put your credit card in. Have a good time.
Did they?
Yes.
Good. Good for them.
I've got everything on the Fire Stick. I don't need it.
I hate watching. We have a lot of regular shows we still watch on ABC, Fox, NBC, CBS, that stuff like that. The commercials kill me. If we don't DVR it, I only watch sports live. I can't tell you the last time Big Brother started, folks.
Yep,
we're having Big Brother summer. Two episodes already in. I DVR'd both of them. It was wonderful. I zipped through them. It was great. I don't do the, you know, the clues and all the crap online that you guys do and then watch. I don't know why you watch if you're gonna read all that shit.
What are you talking about?
Big Brother. Have you watched it this year?
No.
You gave up on it?
Yep.
After last year?
Done.
Okay. It's full.
I was close to. I said I'd give it one more time.
I'm going. Done. It's a lot of millennials this year.
For 21 years.
Yeah, it's a lot of millennials this year. The oldest person's 40.
Yeah.
They always have one or two close to 50 or over 50. This year, the oldest is only 40. So
no, I think Frenchie's older.
Frenchie's 34. He announced it.
Oh, did he? I thought he was older.
Yeah,
was
what's
older.
It called? The single mom from New York. She's 40.
For the bottom.
Anyway, commercials.
Commercials. I don't pay for it. I just know that I'm going to be annoyed every time this. I watch the channel Crackle because they have a lot of old shows from the early 2000s and 1990s and 1980s, and they have commercials, and it's annoying as hell because what they'll do is they're only going to have one or two blocks of commercials throughout the whole show, which you think is great.
But they're the same fucking commercial
every
time. It's
the same three commercials.
My wife and daughter are watching a show. I forget what the hell the name of it was. But they've been watching this show. There's, I don't know how many episodes, but it's on Hulu.
Handmaid's Tale.
No. And they're getting commercials.
Yes, Hulu's always
commercials. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, can't you guys just fast forward? No. Why? It's on Hulu. Well, then go watch on the Fire Stick.
Yeah. Crackle does the same thing. They won't let you fast forward. And what Crackle does is each block is only two or three commercials, but they replay them. It's 4 to 5 minutes of commercials in the middle of the show.
Well, that's like if you video on demand DirecTV, you can't fast forward through commercials.
Yes. You cannot fast forward is not usable or something. Yes. During the, it's annoying. But then it's like, oh, I was able to get the show that I missed. And no, screw it.
Because yeah, exactly. I'm done.
And in our household, somebody, and it's not me, Junior, or Princess, likes to hit the wrong button when somebody's shows are being taped.
Crazy.
So
Twitter, I think, started charging for or is about to charge for a tiered service.
Really?
And I forget, there's something you get with it that would to entice people to pay for it, but yeah, no. It's like when everybody said Facebook was going to start paying. What? Bye.
I would drop my account.
The minute they charged a penny, done. Bye.
Two more sports-related things, but they're not on the field. Well, one's, you heard Stem and I go back and forth, kind of agree, disagree kind of way, about the new baseball rules. Baseball commissioner today in a brief press conference
fucked it up again,
has basically said those new rules will be gone soon.
What an asshole. God.
There will be no more 7-inning double headers, and there will be no more Kansas City tiebreak rules for you softball fans and extra innings. No longer put the runner on second base. We're going back to baseball. You play 9 innings. You got to get on base.
Have you seen the videos lately of all the umpires screwing up royally?
Between that and the hitters not knowing how to hit, baseball is struggling. It's struggling in some places. I went to Atlanta, and they're not struggling there, although they did lose their number one player. But the umpires, and it's the same two or three, though.
I mean, I was watching. They popped up on my thing because I'm for the show, I'm looking at stuff now. I saw three videos of the same umpire, I think it is.
Angel Hernandez. I'll just say
that's my friend. Don't talk to him about him like that.
His strike zone doesn't match the box at all.
Nope. There's a couple of them don't. They think the strike zone moves depending on the curve of the ball and all that. They'll flat out tell you the strike zone is not a set thing. If the ball is curving away, you can't have a set strike zone.
What? I thought the plate up.
It's supposed to be knees to top of chest over the plate.
It was supposed to be knees to letters, basically.
Yeah. And these umpires.
I mean, this guy is blatantly calling strikes. I mean,
the guy who screwed it up the most but was such a lovable guy, unfortunately no longer with us. Marlins fans know him very well.
Eric Gregg.
His strike zone.
Hello, you Miami.
His strike zone was from the home plate at Miami all the way to West Palm. If you threw it anywhere in that vicinity, it was a strike. You think I'm kidding.
But the video I watched, was it a breaking ball and the ball goes high and goes down low, hard?
That's a breaking ball slider, yes.
This thing was coming, almost hitting the dirt and he was calling strikes.
Yes, because it might have crossed a tip of the plate, he thinks. He called it a strike. Yeah,
but the guy's leaning off to the side like this.
Yeah, they're throwing way too fast for these guys anymore to know for sure. Well, then but then there was that one with the video I showed you where, with the robot ump.
And
the ball was in the dirt in the left-handed batter's box for a right-handed hitter, and they called, and the umpire was letting it go, and then he got buzzed that, hey, that's a strike, and then he had to call it a strike.
And the player took off his helmet and dropped his bat. He goes, seriously, dude. If the hitter was right-handed, if he was left-handed, he gets hit.
Yeah.
And they called it a strike. So, yeah, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball.
He needs to go away.
Well, he was your favorite a couple of weeks ago.
When he put those rules in, and he canceled the rules.
Yep, he took the rules out. We're going back to normal baseball.
You don't need to play 15, 17, 19 inning ball games. You just don't.
You do if you can't score.
You don't. End the game. 10 innings. Boom,
done. Was that one game that went to like 1 o'clock in the morning?
There's a couple.
1 o'clock in the morning.
The longest
game ever. Braves and Mets played to like 4 in the morning one time on fireworks night.
Yeah, and they canceled fireworks because the city ordinance wouldn't let them do it after 1 a.m. The longest game ever is like 24 innings, which basically means they played almost 3 full games in one night.
And you just don't, without a break. That's just ridiculous. You don't need that.
The other sport in news.
Take the time, move along.
For all you XFL fans out there, you remember the XFL, the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, Vince McMahon, brought it up and created football back in 2001, said it's not going to be your normal football. We're going to have our own rules. These guys are going to get hit and blah, blah, blah. And it failed miserably after 1 year. He brought it back in 2020 for 5 weeks, and then COVID hit.
Yeah, COVID destroyed it again.
And destroyed it, and he didn't have the money to sustain it because they couldn't tell him how long he's going to be out for, and you know, bills were due, so he canceled it again. Well, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and a group that he represents bought it from Vince McMahon before he filed bankruptcy on it or whatever the case may be. The problem is that they're having trouble getting it started, so they tried to work a deal with the CFL, the Canadian Football League, to combine the two leagues. The CFL currently has 9 teams, and the XFL had 8 teams, so they would make it a 17-team league or do something to work it out. Apparently, talks over the last couple of months have fallen apart because the CFL doesn't want to make any adjustments and changes. They want the XFL to concede everything, and The Rock said no. So instead of coming back next year in 2021, it was postponed to 2022. It is now postponed to 2023. That's not the kicker. The kicker is one of the oldest Canadian Football League franchises, the Toronto Argonauts, 17-time champion. Their Super Bowl trophy, we have the Lombardi Trophy for Super Bowl. Their trophy is called the Grey Cup. They've won it 17 times, have told the CFL, we are considering leaving the CFL to join the XFL because they think it'll give them a better market in the United States.
They don't have any market in the United States right now at all.
Well, in 2023, they might. And the Canadian Football League is very lax. Canada is very lax about a lot of things, except opening the borders. Zinger, bazinga. Toronto, if they file paperwork in the next 9 months or 10 months, can leave after the 2022 season without penalty. Or they pay the fee, but there's no penalty.
This guy's pitching with a chrome glove.
Chrome.
He's got a chrome glove.
Cool.
Somebody named Soto. Pitching in the All-Star game.
Yep. So the oldest Canadian, one of the oldest Canadian Football League teams is thinking about jumping ship to the new XFL with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
But really, how great of a championship is it if it's only 8 teams?
Ask the one that wins the championship, which is pretty important to them.
I'm sure they're really happy about it. A couple of other things, the highlight of sports over the week. Lurch is maybe going to be, I don't know if Lurch is going to be happy about this or not happy about this, but we're going to tell him.
The story about the name?
Yep. The Washington football team, as it's been known for the last 12 and a half months, formerly the Redskins.
Another year, folks.
They said they're going to play the 2021 season under the name Washington Football Team, but they have been working with a marketing company and a production company, and they will, before training camp of the 2022 season, send out a new logo, a new name, and possibly uniform changes.
They said the colors are going to stay the same.
Yeah, they're going to keep the colors. But
well, I wouldn't have thought they would get rid of the colors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, somebody had wrote an article a long time ago that just changed it all.
Everything. Up.
Because all the other sport teams in the Washington, D.C. area, the Capitals are red, white, and blue. The Wizards are red, white, and blue. The Nationals are red, white, and blue. So the Redskins could change it up. But they said, no, they're going to keep the red and gold. And they will have a new logo, a new name, and a new marketing program before training camp of 2022. So you've got about a year, and the formerly known Redskins, now football team.
And they officially said it's not going to be the Warriors.
Yeah, they said they're not going to have anything Native American Indian related. So I'm curious. But it will be something that the fans could get behind and be united, and the community could be.
They said they have it already. They're just trying to get all the legalities out of the way.
Well, they have to have it in the next 6 months because they're running out of time on the what's it called?
Licensing.
So that's that. I sent you guys the article about Nike and what Nike did to one of the athletes in the Olympics. They canceled her, or
that was 4 years ago.
4 years ago? The article came out July 9th.
Yeah, it was 4 years. If you read the article.
Well, 2 years ago she got canceled, but now she's finally talking about it, which means that probably the statute of limitation where she wasn't allowed the gag order probably wore out, so now she's allowed to say stuff. Details leading up to the split between six-time Olympic gold medalist Allyson Felix and Nike are continuing to come to light, so we're finally getting the true story.
She went and started her own brand.
She has now, but before she was one of the top advertisers, the faces of Nike. And when she wanted to, she was having a baby, and they wouldn't give her maternity leave.
No, they wanted. She wanted to be paid.
Yeah, she wanted paid maternity leave, and to, you know, she was getting time off, but she wanted to be paid time off, and that Nike doesn't do that with their
sponsorships.
Sponsors, because they're what's the word I'm looking for? They're not Nike employees.
No, they're what's it called? They're freelancers.
Right, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you, freelancers. And she was very insulted and upset by it, but didn't say anything then, and now is coming out and saying something
because she has a new brand. She needs to promote it.
Huh.
She needs her name in the story to represent her new shoe line that she just came out with. That's all that story's about.
So her new name brand. All right. So we hit a lot of topics for you tonight. We're just bouncing around, giving you some updates, what's going on. If you want to partake in the show, we got a couple of things coming your way. Next week for episode 60 here on Life Sports and Stuff, the poll is still up. Stem made a suggestion, and Lurch and I 100% agree. We're leaving our poll up for one more week for you guys. The Olympics start next Friday, the 23rd, right? Is that the date? Or 25th?
27th is when the Olympics start.
27th. So that next Friday is the 27th?
No, the week after.
So it's the week after. Oh, you said next Friday.
What's this Friday?
The next Thursday is the 22nd. 23rd is the next Friday.
What's today?
Today's the 13th.
Okay, so we'll leave it a couple weeks.
All right, so we're leaving it up.
We got nothing else to put up.
The poll up for you guys is, are you going to watch the Olympics?
I mean, our poll could be, which of the three Stanley Cups do you like best?
Yeah, we're not going to do that one. We are going to leave the poll up. You have four choices. Go vote now, because right now, we've got some people added to it. I'm not going to give you the numbers yet. I'm telling you that the numbers are increasing. Here are your choices, though. How much of the 2021 Olympics?
Oh, maybe it starts the 23rd.
That's what you said, and then you're coming up with 27th.
It's 23rd.
Okay, so how much of the 2020 Olympics from Japan will you watch? Will you? I'll watch it all. I love the Olympics.
10 days from now.
I will only watch my favorite events. I'll watch it when I have time. I'll put it on in the background. It'll be there. Or zip, none. So those are your four choices. Go vote now. A lot of the life
should
sports
we, should
stuff.
Should we add opening, closing ceremonies only? Because some people just like that.
Nah, we'll leave it like this. Because if you're only going to watch that, then that's
see,
part
that's
of
probably your, what I would have watched.
See, but that's part of your favorite events. If
we,
that's all you like.
What do you
mean
you would have? You still can.
You still can. It hasn't happened yet.
It, you didn't miss that. You just missed the rocket launch.
Good job.
Put your brains on rocket launch.
Also, stay tuned next week on the episode 60 from Life Sports and
Stuff.
Oh,
now we're doing previews.
Well, we talked about it. I'm going to remind them. Poker Matt sent us a question. We're going to answer it for Poker Matt next week on episode 60. If you want us to answer your question, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
If you want us to answer your question, there's ways for you to do it. You could put it out on Facebook and Life Sports and Stuff podcast, and we'll get to you, and we'll take the question, and we'll come up with an answer and do it on the show for you. You could do it at Twitter. I don't know what our account is anymore because Stems decided to change it. What's
well, I
it
haven't
gonna be?
Changed it yet.
So what's it right
you
now?
Changed last week.
Currently LSAS Podcast.
But we're thinking about it.
It's going to become AskLurch99.
Okay.
There are if you're already following it, it should automatically switch.
Yes. If there are two
I
email
changed
accounts.
The password. I didn't remember the password.
If you just want to comment, tell us how wonderful we are, how witty we are, how cute we are, you could do that at
LifeSportsStuffPodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you want to be like Poker Matt and help produce the show, become part of it. Let us know what we're doing, good, bad, indifferent.
Hey, if you come up with something good, it may become a permanent segment.
AskLurch99@gmail.com. Send us an email.
Yep. We also got Instagram.
Send us something.
For those of you 19-year-olds still playing on Instagram.
Send us pictures.
Pictures. What do you want pictures of?
Oh.
Okay, there you go. So he wants pictures.
I showed you a picture today.
Hey, how about this? Share our Facebook page with your friends. Tell them about our podcast. Give us 5 stars on Apple.
There you go.
And a review.
And a review.
And a review.
So there you go. Do that for us. We'll love you a long time. Episode 59. Real quick shout out. Welcome home to our buddy Adam Jason, who went on the road. Not here in the state of Florida. Nope. He went to the Show Me State. Just spent the weekend doing some singing and guitar playing and touring in Missouri. He's home now. He'll be doing some shows this weekend coming up down in south of Florida in the Broward and Palm Beach area. Catch him. He'll probably be down towards the beach area. We'll post them as we get them. Thank you for these days. The song you hear at the beginning and the end of the show. Make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end. Lurch plays the entire song for you. And you can rock out. Make sure you take care of each other. Have a good week. Please be good to one another.
I wanted to say it so bad.
What?
What'd you say?
I said a lot of things. You got to refresh my memory.
You said rock out.
Rock out. Go ahead.
With your cock out.
There you go.
There you go. I said it.
He won't watch professional wrestling, but he'll walk around saying rock out with your cock out. Okay.
It just goes.
And what was it? Custard Slinger. For 2 months, we dealt with Custard Slinger.
Custard Slinger.
There you go.
Now it's something else now.
I forget.
But professional
something
wrestling.
Cookie place.
But professional wrestling.
Oh, cookie
place.
I forget.
Hey, have a great week, everyone.
Crumble cream.
I'm Mickey.
I'm Stem.
I'm Lurch.
We are out of here.
I really gotta pee. Nothing matters though I wanted to. My skin's become so thick, it makes me sick to know I've become like this. Maybe who I once was, the person you know I am. 'Cause I can't. In this twisted world, believing what I wanted to hear, I knew it all, I cannot be told. Here I stand with open eyes, the longing.
can't take no more.